they took another fellow up to Marietta, Ohio, drove from there back down to Brother Sam Adams, and then drove from there back to Mississippi, and so it's been around and around, amen. But the Lord been good to us and helped us and taken care of us, amen. I praise the Lord today for that. All right. Well, I don't preach as long as I used to. I used to preach sometimes an hour, sometimes an hour and a half, and I have been known to preach longer than that. But I don't preach as long as I used to because I don't know as much as I used to. Amen. I'm going to read today in the book of Deuteronomy. I'm just going to read one verse. Try to preach to you for a little while. Deuteronomy chapter number 6. I want to read down in verse number 23. And here's what he says. And he brought us out from thence that he might bring us in to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. Let's read that verse again. And he brought us out from thence that he might bring us in to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. You pray for us as we pray. Our Father, I bow today to thank you for the blessings of God, for health and strength, and being able to be here in this service. And Lord, let us attend the service and giving us protection. Thank you for the people that are here today. And Lord, I pray you'd help me this morning as I try to preach the word of God. And I know, Lord, I cannot preach without you. I need the help of God and the touch of God. I pray, Lord, you'd breathe upon me, breathe upon this service today, dear Father. You'd have charge control, Lord, today. Speak to every heart. And, Lord, I pray that we all might receive something from God, what we have need of. May we believe this morning, Lord, that you have something for us in this service today. Lord, for what you do for us, we'll thank and praise you because we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to try to preach a while this morning on the subject, he brought me out.
Amen.
He brought me out.
Amen.
Thank the Lord today for that. Now, you know, Israel was down there in the land of Egypt, and he got Moses and prepared Moses, and Moses brought him out of the land of Egypt across the Red Sea, and, of course, across the wilderness. Amen. And then Joshua was a man, you know, that led them into the promised land that God promised to the nation of Israel. But he brought them out. Amen. And I would think today that when they came out of the land of Egypt, they were a motley-looking crowd. Amen. I mean, you wouldn't really believe how they looked, probably. Amen. But God brought them out. Amen. And, you know, I'm glad today, thank God, the Lord brought me out of some things. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad, first of all, let me say this. I'm glad today I never did get into some things. Amen. I'm glad God kept me out of that.
Amen.
Now, probably some of you here today, you could testify and tell the sin that you were in and the sin the Lord brought you out of and saved you out of. And thank God today for that. Amen. So God saved you out of it. Amen. But God saved me from it.
Amen.
I don't know, and I'm not bragging today. I'm just telling the truth. Amen. I don't know what it is to what strong drink tastes like. I never have tasted any in my life.
Amen.
Amen. Never been on drugs. Amen. Thank God today for that. And all these things, the Lord kept me out of that. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Now, praise the Lord today for that. Amen. I was in the military service, went overseas and all that. I was not married when I was in the military. But I'm glad I can say today I've never been guilty of fornication or adultery.
Amen.
Praise God. The Lord kept me out of that. Amen.
Amen.
God kept me out of that. Amen. It wasn't me. It was the Lord kept me out of that.
Amen.
I praise God today for that. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad if you are guilty of any of that or other sins before God saved you. I'm glad God saved you and cleansed you and washed you in His precious blood and made you a child of God. But I want to tell you something, friend, this morning. The same grace of God that saved you out of that is the same grace of God that saved me.
Amen.
I want to tell you something else this morning, friend. The same blood that washed your sins away is the same blood, thank God, that took my sins away. Amen. Praise God today for that. I'm glad God, dear friend, kept me out of some things. Amen. Praise the Lord today for that. Well, Let me mention this today, dear friend. He brought me out of darkness into light. I was in darkness, amen. Listen, I'm glad I never did get into the false teachings. You know, as far as I know, remember, I don't ever remember, dear friend, a Jehovah's Witness or a Mormon knocking on our door. Praise God today for that, amen. I never got involved in that, praise the Lord. And so I wasn't in religion, amen, before I got saved. But I was in spiritual darkness before God saved me, amen. But God brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light of the Son of God. I'm glad that the gospel, the grace of God, shined in my darkened heart, amen. And let the light shine, thank God. And God saved me by the wonderful grace of God, amen. So He brought me out of darkness into light, amen. Thank the Lord today for that, amen. He brought me, dear friend, out of deafness into listening, amen. I mean, I didn't know what the Lord was saying, didn't read the Bible, didn't know nothing about the Word of God. But I tell you, I love to read the Bible, love to hear the Word of God, amen. And I'm glad the Lord done that for me, amen. And then, dear friend, you know, before I got saved, I didn't care for anybody. I didn't go to church very much, and when I went, I hated it. I didn't like it. Very, very little I went to church before I got saved. Amen. Had no use for anything about it. Amen. Didn't like it at all. Amen. And so very little bit I went to church. Amen. But you know, thank God, I'm glad, loving friend, God. God got me saved and saved me by the grace of God and put me in the house of God.
Amen.
And I can say today, for the glory of God, that by the grace of God, the Lord has kept me in ever since I've been in,
amen,
since I've been saved.
Amen.
I can tell you today, I never got out since I got in. And I didn't get in to get out. When I got in, I got in to stay in. Amen.
Amen.
I've heard some people say, well, by the way, listen, I've heard some preachers say, well, you know, I got saved when I was young. And then they said, well, after I got in, teenagers or young 20s, they got out in the world, out there for 10 years, and they got right with God. I got a problem with that, friend. I just don't believe that a saved person can do that and live out in the world 10 years, amen, saved by the grace. I don't believe you can do it that way. And so they come back and said, well, you know, I got backslid. There's not much backsliding going on today, amen. Amen. That's not a New Testament no-how, amen, is it? It's not in the New Testament, amen. But we don't have a lot of that. We got a lot of it today. That's what they say, amen. Some people get rededicated. And by the way, all this rededicating stuff is not a God no-how. Some people rededicate every time you have a meeting. Amen. Amen. They don't need to rededicate. The problem is they've never been dedicated to start with. Amen. Amen. Now, preacher, there's never been dedicated. You get dedicated to God, you have to be rededicating all the time. Amen. I believe that. Amen. So I'm just telling you, dear friend, today when the Lord got me and He saved me, thank God, and put me in the church, kept me in the house of God. And people say, well, you know, I got out for a while, and they'll say, well, you know, preacher, how hard it is to get back in. When you get out, it's hard to get back in. No, I don't know about that, because I never did do it. I never did experience that. Amen. So the best thing, just get in, thank God, and stay in, praise God. Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. So he brought me out of darkness into light. He brought me out of deadness, amen, into life, amen. I was dead in trespasses and in sin, lost without God. But my dear friend, the Lord, He brought me out of that. Thank God, give me life, amen, and put life in me, and I have the life of Christ today, amen. Praise God today for that. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, bless the Lord today. Amen. He brought me out of some things.
Yeah.
Well, I'll throw this in here for good measure today. You know, I got saved when I was just a young boy in an old-fashioned Baptist tent revival. Amen. And I got saved in that tent revival. I got baptized and joined the Baptist church.
Amen.
Amen. And that was a new church. They were building the church, and they just had the walls up, you know, and the basement board and the walls up. So they wanted to have a revival, but didn't have the building finished, and so they had a tent revival in the month of August, amen. And I got saved in that tent revival.
Amen.
Now, that church at that time, being new, it was a Baptist church. It had been organized into a Baptist church. But at that time, it was not in the Southern Baptist Convention. But they had intentions to go in, which they did later, amen. Back, I don't know how to do it now, but back those days, you know, a church like that, they would take them under the watch care of the convention, you know, For a period of time, then they'd take them in, you know, if they thought it was okay to do that. So when I got saved, it was not a Southern Baptist church, but it was a, became a Southern Baptist church later, and I joined that church, was a member there. Amen. But I tell you what, you know, I want to say this today, friend. God opened my eyes about some things, and I got out of the Southern Baptist church. And I'm going to tell you something, I never have regretted that. Amen. I've done some things. I don't know whether the Lord was in it or not. Amen. I've done some things. I don't know whether God was in that or not. I don't know if it's the will of God or not. But I know one thing. When God got me out of that Southern Baptist Convention church and got to an independent Baptist church, I know that was right. I know that was the will of God. I've never regretted that. I've never been sorry. Praise the name of God. Amen. Well, they all turned against me. They wouldn't give me a church letter. Amen. But I just didn't deserve one no how. But anyway, that was okay. Praise God. I'm glad the independent Baptist church took me in. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So he brought me out of darkness into light. Amen. He brought me out of death into life. Amen. Well, I could say some more right there today. But I'm glad today, friend, this morning, that God got me out of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Amen.
Amen. I know. I know that there's a few Southern Baptist fellows in there straight and preach the Word of God. I still believe they ought to get out of that mess. Amen. Amen. And I tell you, I don't know how they could do it. I don't know how they could stand there and pack that Southern Baptist church the way they do. They ought to get out of there. Amen. And they're good men, good preachers. I've heard some of them preach as strong and straight as anybody you'd want to hear. Amen. Southern Baptist men. Praise God for that. Amen. But I tell you what, beloved friend, I got out of that mess. Amen. I knew all that's going on. I knew about the Crocker program. I knew what they gave, how much percentage that they gave to this and gave how much percent that they, I knew all about that. Amen. Back in those days. Amen. But I tell you right now, friend, God brought me out of that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I doubt if there's any Southern Baptists in here today. But if you are, God help you, amen. May God open your eyes like you open my eyes, amen. God open my blinded eyes, amen. And I pray God will open your blinded eyes, amen. You'll get where God wants you to be, amen. Well, praise the Lord today for that. Amen. Well, so I said there's some things I've never been in and some things, beloved, God has brought me out of. Amen. And, you know, God brought Israel out of the land of Egypt and he promised the land of Canaan to the Israelites. And, you know, that land consisted of all of these ites in there. These, Hittites, Jebusites, and all the rest of the ites, you know. And I'll be there, seven nations in there. Wicked, ungodly people, amen. And God said when you go into that country, God said you destroy everything, you kill everything that breathes, amen, and you burn the city down and just live it out, amen. And they were wicked. Idolatrous people and disease. You know why God told them to burn everything down and don't take anything? I tell you why. Because those nations were literally eaten up with all kind of ungodly diseases. Amen. And God didn't want his people to get involved in that and didn't want them to contact that sort of thing. And so that's why God told you to get everything that breathes and then you burn the city down. Amen. And so they went in there and God said, I'm going to give you the city. I'm going to give you the land that flows with milk and honey. Amen. And they went in there and took the place, amen. But you know what? God promised Abraham 300,000 square miles. 300,000 square miles. You know how much that Israel back in those days, you know how much of that land they really possessed? They possessed 30,000 square miles. 10% of what God promised them. I wonder this morning, friend, how much have we taken possession of that God's given to us? I mean, God's been good to us, hasn't he? God bless us, amen. And poured his blessings out upon us. But I tell you, I'm afraid, loving friend, that God has a lot more blessing for us than what we've ever experienced, amen. Amen. God got more for us, amen, than we've ever known. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what. I want everything God has for me. Amen. Praise the name of God today. And so they went in there and they fought, beloved friend, you know, for that country and for that land. But you know what? I can read this in Scripture. I'm not going to do that today. But you know what? There was a tribe after tribe. All those different tribes. Probably all of the 12 tribes of Israel never did possess all the land that God promised to them. Amen. They didn't do it. And you know what? God warned them, and God said, when you go in there, you better take it all. And there were giants in that land. They had to kill those giants out. They did not. Amen. God said, when you go in there, you destroy all of that. Amen. You kill all those giants. You take all the land. But they didn't do that. And God warned them about that. God said, if you don't do that, He said that they're going to be like thorns in your eyes and pricks in your side. And they went in there, and they did not drive out all those inhabitants of those land, didn't kill them all. They didn't get rid of all the giants over there, and they had to live with them. And you know what? Beloved friend, they took up their religion, their idolatry, and all that sort of thing, and they began to intermarry with them. And by the way, I'll put this in right here. I am against interracial marriage. Amen, preacher. The Lord's against that. The Bible's against that. And I'm against that. And you better be against it too. Amen. Amen. I believe white people ought to marry white people. I believe the Chinese ought to marry Chinese people. Hispanics ought to marry their kind. Amen. And the black people ought to marry black people. Amen. That's what I believe. Amen. Yes, sir. I believe that's right. I believe that's right. And those people went in there in the land of Canaan, and they began to intermarry with those people. And they began to take up their religion and their beliefs and all that sort of thing. And wasn't that a sad or a tragic thing, beloved friend, that they did? Amen. God have mercy about that today. Well, you know, there are battles to be fought.
Yes, sir.
And God said, I'm going to give you that land, but listen to this. You had to fight for it. They had to fight for it. God said, I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
But they still had to fight for it when they went in there.
Amen.
Isn't that right? And God said, I'm going to bring you out of Egypt so I can get you in the land. Amen.
Amen.
And I tell you what, there are some things we need to get out of today as saved people so we can get where God wants us to be and enjoy what God has for us. Amen. God help us today.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And listen today. You know what? There are giants in your life, in my life, that we have to face. We got to fight them and battle them. Isn't that right? Is that right? All kinds of giants that we face in this damn time we live in. And listen to this. If we don't conquer the giants in our life, the giants will conquer us. And it'll be like the Lord said to Israel. It'll be like thorns in her eyes and pricks in her side. Amen. And most people today, they're happy and they're glad and they're satisfied, dear friend, to live and have what they got. But I tell you what, without a doubt this morning for every one of us today, God has a lot more for each one of us than what we've ever had.
Amen.
Well, listen. We'll never have everything that God has for us unless we yield ourselves to God, surrender ourselves to the Lord, and get full of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
And do what's right and please unto God, unless we do battle and fight the enemy that we face in today and the giants that we have today, we'll never know what God has for us. Amen. Praise the Lord today. God help us today. Now, I don't know, but there might be some here today in this service, and dear friend, you know, It just may be that some of you are not here in this service today. You got giants in your life. Amen. You're facing problems and battles in your life today. Amen. And you need God to help you about that.
Yes,
sir. I'm going to tell you right now, friend, we'll never win the battle in our own self.
Right.
We'll never win the battle in our own strength.
Right.
Amen. Well, how are we going to face the giants? How are we going to fight the battle for God? Well, let's look over here today in just a little while over here in the Word of God, and I'll read to you some verses right here and maybe make a few comments going along here this morning. Many of you are familiar with this scripture. I know that. The Bible says down here in the book of Ephesians in chapter number 6. Let's look down here in verse number 10 beginning. He said, finally, my brethren, He said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Now, that's what we have to have. It's not our strength, not our And it's not our intellect. It's not our ingenuity. It's none of that, beloved friend. It's the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. We sung the song a while ago. Victory is in Jesus. Amen. And there's victory in the Lord day. So he said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. In the Lord. Hey, it don't make a difference how educated you are. Didn't say about that. Thank God you may have a good education. You may not have much education, very little bit. But listen, you can still be strong in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. Look down verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God. Hey. You know what? You wouldn't go into battle, would you, without the armor on, would you?
Right.
I mean, you're exposed to the enemy out there.
Right.
And the Bible says here, put on the whole, W-H-O-L-E, that means all of it.
Yeah.
Not just some of it, he's talking about all of it.
Right.
He said, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And that means the methods of the devil, the ways of the devil, amen. You got to stand. By the way, there are a lot of things we need to stand against today.
Yeah, right.
I just put this in right here. I'm afraid that a lot of us are not standing against some things that we used to stand against.
You're right.
I'm not being critical. I'm just telling the truth.
That's right.
And you know, some of you know this is right.
Yes.
You used to go to these meetings and camp meetings, jubilees. I mean, they preached about everything going and coming. I mean, they turned over every stone, praise God. And I mean, brother, they preached and peeled the paint off the wall. Amen. And people sitting in there hollering, amen, and glory to God, and shouting praise about it.
Amen.
And when we had all that kind of going and that kind of preaching, you know, I think for the most part, most of the churches are pretty clean, pretty separated, amen. But you know what? I don't hear too much of that kind of preaching in any meetings today. And you know something else? A lot of the churches don't want that anymore. Amen. And some of the pastors, independent Baptist preachers, they don't want that anymore. And so we don't hear much of that kind of preaching like we used to hear back some years ago. Now, isn't that right? Isn't that right? That's what it is today. We just don't have that today. Amen. But I'll tell you, I'm just going to keep on by the help and grace of God. I preach sometimes, place people say, well, you're an old-fashioned preacher.
Yeah,
well, and one fellow said, Brother Hart always preaches commitment. Well, I didn't know that. I didn't realize that. That's what he said, amen. Well, you got to get committed, praise God. Get committed to the Lord, amen. And say people ought to be committed in that, right? Amen. And I've had some fellows, they schedule me to preach some on pretty good-sized churches, amen. And you know what? Before I got to go, he done had his second man to call me. He didn't have the guts to call me himself, amen. But his second man called me and canceled me out. Amen. But I tell you what, I'm still preaching. Still preaching. I thank God today for that, amen. But he says right here, he said down here in verse number 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world. Against spiritual weakness in high places. Now he said, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. Now he said that in verse 11. And he says again, verse number 13, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Now listen, if we don't do what the Bible says, our friend, we'll never be able to stand for God.
Right.
If there's ever been a time that we need to stand for what's right and for the word of God and for what the Lord wants us to do, it's in this day and time we live in.
Right.
And I tell you, I'm afraid that a lot of independent Baptist preachers, you know what they've done? They watered it down, and cooled off.
Yes.
You know why they've done that? I'll tell you why they've done that. They've done that to please the people. They've done that to keep the people they got. They've done that to try to get more people in, amen. But I tell you what, we just better stand for God and preach the word of God, put on the whole armor of God. Now look down here in verse number 14. He said, stand therefore, amen. Having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness, amen. Listen to this, verse 15. He said, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, amen. Above all, he says, here taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fire darts of the wicked one.
Amen.
I'll tell you, the devil, dear friend, is going to fire some fiery darts at you and me. Fiery darts. And they said that back in the olden days, to have that shield of faith. You know, the shield of faith. Say it was about 2 feet wide, about 4 feet this way. And they said when they're going to go into battle, they would take some leather and they'd put on that shield and dip that leather in water and put on that shield, amen, and then they go into battle. Now, why did they do all that? Because when the enemy upon the wall, wherever, shot those fiery darts, I mean, they were fire, amen. Had fire, brother. They were burning, amen. And so when they hit that wet leather, thank God, put it out, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you, dear friend, this morning, we better put on the whole armor of God. We better put on that shield of faith. It talks about right here in the blessed word of God. And he says down here, above all, taking the shield of faith. And then in verse number 17, and take the helmet of salvation. Amen. And the sword of the Spirit. You know what the sword of the Spirit is? You know what that is. That's the word of God.
Amen. Thank God for the Bible today.
Amen. The Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to put down strongholds. We got what we need, brother, to win the battle.
Amen.
We don't have to be defeated, thank God. We got the Holy Ghost of God. And the Bible said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. We got the Holy Ghost of God. We got the blessed word of God. We got everything we need to fight the battle and win for the glory of God. Amen. We don't have to bow down to the devil. We don't have to be defeated, thank God. We have victory today in the word of God. So we got the word of God today. Thank God for the Bible. Amen. That's the King James Bible, too, you know. That's the only one there is. There are not any other. God didn't write but one. Amen. God, hey, I'll put this in. God didn't start but one church.
That's right.
Just one.
That's right.
Now, which one do you think he started? Well, I tell you what I believe. You just believe what you want to believe, but I tell you what I believe. I believe he started what we call the Baptist Church.
Right.
Who baptized the Lord Jesus Christ? John the Baptist. Somebody said it's John the Baptizer. Well, he did baptize people. That's not what the Bible calls him. The Bible says John the Baptist. That's what he was. Hallelujah.
Amen.
John the Baptist baptized Lord Jesus Christ. So I be the Lord, beloved, started what we have been called today, the Baptist Church. I know it's not always been called that. I understand that. But I'm talking about today. That's what we're called today. Amen. I'll be he's the one started today. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm glad I'm a part of that.
Amen.
That's all I've ever been. That's all I'm ever going to be. By the grace of God, amen, as a Baptist, amen. That's not to say there's not people in other churches, denominations that's not saved. That'll be that some are saved, amen.
Yeah.
Some probably in the Methodist and Presbyterian, and they're probably saved, amen. But if they're saved, they ought to get out. Don't let God lead them out, praise the Lord, amen. Yes, sir. And he says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. That's the word of God. Amen. And he tells us that's what it is in the last part of verse 17. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
And you know what a sword is for? Now, you know, when they came to arrest the Lord Jesus Christ in the garden of Gethsemane that night with Judas Iscariot, old Simon Peter, he had a sword. And he drew that sword. And you know what he done? He cut the man's ear off. Now, I believe he was going to cut his head off.
Yes, sir.
But he didn't cut his head off. He cut his ear off. Now, I'm going to say this right here. A sword is not to cut ears off. A sword is to cut heads off, amen. And you know when you cut a man's head off, that slays him, buddy, amen. Amen. He got to die, beloved friend, to himself and to sin to get saved by the grace of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now listen, I'm afraid sometimes we preachers, we may have used a sword to cut people's ear off. And now, beloved friend, cut ears off, and they don't hear what you're saying no more.
Yeah.
We better be careful. Hey, we better be careful how we use the sword.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Right. The sword of the Spirit. That's why he said down here this verse, amen, which is the word of God. Verse number 18, he said, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereunto, he said, watching there unto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. So listen today, we're in a battle today. And dear friend, God has a lot for us and wants to give it to us today and possess all he has for us. Amen. But the only way we're going to do it is to fight the battle, face him and fight the battle and kill the giants. Amen. and take, beloved friend, the Word of God and the sword of the Spirit and put on the old armor of God and prayer, by prayer and the sword of the Spirit, amen, the sword of the Spirit and by prayer and the Spirit of God, with that, beloved, we have what we need to win the battle on the army, going to praise of God. So I'm telling you, dear friend, today we don't have to be defeated as a child of God. I don't like to be defeated, do you?
No, sir.
I don't like to lose, amen. And we don't have to lose, amen. We don't have to lose a battle. Man. Hey, are you fighting a battle today? You're in a battle today. Hey, if you're saved by the grace of God, you're in a battle today.
Amen.
And probably none of us, probably as spiritual we think we are, as our spiritual we like to be, amen. Amen. We could do a little bit better. We could draw a little